Friends, Americans, Holden villagers, and others who may be tuned in, such as our beloved dog Bugger, Lucrece, our cat Jeremiah, and perhaps even Maximus. I have been forewarned that I'm speaking to a very alert group, but I usually test them first to find out whether they're really as alert as I've been told they are, or look. In order to do that, I'll conduct just a little experiment. Give yourselves lots of room and watch me closely. Can all of you see me? Every time my hands pass one another, I want all of you to clap. This is a small experiment in alertness. Get ready. Oh, maybe I should give you a second chance. You're not even dropping forks. I'll give you a third chance. Thank you. Not many speakers get a hand before they begin. Friends, before you this evening, there will be three real live Canadians. That's not so funny. I've had people come up to me and ask me, are you a real live Canadian? They expect me to look like someone from Mars or someone very different. And the three of us do consider ourselves experts after a fashion. I know you're going to ask, I wonder what kind of experts. Well, I don't think we really know what kind of experts, but that doesn't matter. What does matter is the definition of an expert. X, as you well know, is the unknown, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. There are two other experts here who will appear shortly. I see one walking right by me here. Our expert committee of three, which technically speaking would be a better committee if it were one, ran into a bit of unforeseen difficulty, and I can see that you're going to understand why this happened. See, we have a big problem on our hands with a country like Canada with so much resource, potential, so much power and what have you. I could go on for hours. We had the problem of what area should we choose in which we could perhaps entertain or enlighten or just put something on for you people, for you neighbors and brethren. We thought about this for a while, and we came to the decision that in keeping with part of the theme, at least for this week, and I see it appeared also on the poster, the theme of peace, in which we heard something about last night in the devotion as well, we decided to display for you our top efficient instrument of peace in Canada. And do any of you happen to know what that is? No, it is not dogs. It is the well-known RCMP of Canada. You know that the motto of the RCMP has been and still is, the Mountie gets his man. And tonight we want to display for you, beloved people of the United States, display for you the maximum efficiency of this peacekeeping force to your neighbor to the north. And I understand also that we may have a little bit of work to do here if we can only find a police officer. I've been given to understand that there are certain unknown and concealed offenders and criminals, yes, even here at Holden Village. I will wait, however, to see whether we can strike up a member of the RCMP. Say, I see someone out there who looks just about like it. Well, if it ain't the well-known police woman, But Constable, Constable Rose Preston. Constable Preston, did you, how did you come down? By horse, I see. Do you happen to have your horse with you? Oh, well, bring him right in. So very, very much. This is really wonderful that you can show us how you came down. Did it take you a great while?
A couple of days.
She says a couple of days. Would you like to perhaps introduce your horse to us and say a few words to this choice group?
Right. Good evening, friends. Come on, horse. It's mighty fine being here this evening.
By the horse, said the general.
We had a rough ride down here. Not every day a horse loses his head. I'd like to say a few words about the horse. For the horses of the RCMP, there's not quite as much training required as there is for the men in our force. Horses learn fast. You might be interested that all our horses are black. They all have a very intelligent look that you notice by their ears and their eyes. You might also be interested in the name of a horse, my horse. His name is King. He's called King because he's a very royal horse. I have a short name for him, too. It's Ernie.
Constable Preston, I understand that you have been invited down here perhaps to clear a few matters up for the staff and management of Holden Village. Is that correct, that you were invited down here?
Yes, as you all know, I'm from Canada. And being that 4th of July is so close, we thought that we'd like to give your country a little bit of extra protection. And this could be done by sending down some of Her Majesty's force, that being the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Now, as I've said before, there were apparently some concealed criminals and offenders even in this group. How do you suggest we take care of them? Right here and now, perhaps? That might be the most efficient way, since it certainly wouldn't tax your efficiency, would it?
No, I think we could begin right here and now. I myself am not qualified completely to hunt criminals and to bring them out in the open. But no, if you all know about the dog the RCMP has. I left my dog outside. Thought I'd bring in my horse instead. have a dog by the name of Bugger.
Thank you very kindly, Constable Preston. Best we get on with our business here. It has been brought to my attention that there has actually been... Oh, certainly, go ahead. Unharness your horse and take him to the stables for the time being. Yes, now, Constable Preston, I understand that you have been informed of a certain someone here at this camp who has been found an offender in an improper exposure of the forehead, the top of the head, the back of the head, in fact, the whole head. Do you know of any such person here? And if you do, will you please conduct your arrest right here and now? And a sentence.
I have a word.
Constable Preston, did you provide a did you provide a jury for this lone man? I see, okay. There apparently are more offenders in this group. We will call a jury at the end of this session to take care of the sentencing and the verdicts. Now, it has been further brought to my attention that, first of all, I should explain to you the high efficiency, the maximum efficiency of the RCMP. They convict people not only of offenses of word and deed, but also offenses of thought. Offenses of thought, just imagine that. I believe Constable Preston knows of such person. Do you care to make your arrest right now?
Thought. Yeah, that's right.
aren't we all surprised? The lady who works in the post office, in your United States post office, did you know that she was... I didn't know she was a criminal. Would you please bring her forward? A word of explanation is probably intact here. In applying for a job at Holden Village, we learned that Karen, while she read the application, came across the phrase, working with the mail, and she thought that this meant that she'd be working with the only male staff member at Holden, so she applied immediately. We detected this train of thought and decided that she had better be convicted and sentenced. I believe there are more among this group. I was surprised myself. There is also a charge of false prophecy, believe it or not, false prophecy in this group. Sergeant Preston, pardon me, Constable Preston, would you care to make your further arrest? Dr. Paul Hain, is accused of false prophecy. I believe there's also a word of explanation to be given here. False prophecy. Yesterday, he cried, "Peace, peace," when there was no peace. In his day. We've had one conviction now on a deed, one on a thought, and now one on an offense in word. I believe there are even more arrests to be made. There is an accusation of cruelty to dumb animals found here at Golden Village. Constable Preston, will you make your arrest? Don't feel too secure if I leave. Of false prophecy, but it passed him by and he thought he had made it. He's being accused of employment without remuneration. I believe there is one other matter that we must take care of at this time, an accusation of illegal and harmful advertising. Constable Preston, go to it. No, I don't believe it. Beanie, our famous pianist, musician, has been accused of illegal and harmful advertising. Also, a word of explanation here. Thursday morning at 6:30 a.m. he was playing on the chimes. Winston tastes good like a cigarette. Take over at this point and go on with the call up of his jury and go on with the verdicts and with the sentencing.
Court is in order. Such a fine looking group of offenders, I'm sure we can get some sentences here. But since we're a very legal country, we need a jury. So if I might ask those who have been subpoenaed to come forward, first of all, Judy. Judy, do you swear you know this man sufficiently well that you are biased and prejudiced? So say yes. Thank you. Wait right here and we'll get the rest of the jury. Now, if we might have Carol Hindlerly, the director, who might have something to say about these gentlemen and lady.
I'm just impressed that we ought to impress all the wives because they're, as you say, the most prejudiced in all for a jury. I notice they have three J's for jailbird: June, Julie, and Jean. And then a G for give it to him good. Good.
Thank you. And now the third person we need on our jury is Julie Hain. Would you step up here? I have to be careful on this one. Julie, do you swear that you know this man sufficiently well that you are prejudiced and unbiased?
Yes.
Jean Winden. Jean, do you honestly admit that you have anything to do with this? Yes. Thank you. And finally, Gertrude Von Holm. Would you please step up here for the jury? I know you have some very trying times with Beanie. You admit that you too are prejudiced and biased.
Yes.
Court is now officially in session. The jury has been picked. Will the bailiff please read the sentence against the first person?
The sentence for the first person being convicted of improper exposure of the whole head is that he shall wear a wig during the 4th of July parade.
This man has been accused of a dastardly deed. How does the jury find concerning this man? Guilty or not guilty? Unanimous guilty. I say this Canadian law doesn't let him go. The sentencing. Thank you. This case dismissed. Not the charge.
Not the sentence, just the charge.
Against the second offender.
The charge concerning the second offender is that in thinking that the phrase working with the male meant that she'd be working with the only male staff member at Holden and immediately applied for the job. I believe the sentence will be read by someone else.
How does the jury find this offender, and what is the sentence?
Unanimous. And the sentence has been preordained, as all things are in Canada, sentenced to hard labor carrying a mail bag for 100 paces during the 4th of July parade.
It stopped at bricks. The charge against the third offender is false prophecy, crying peace, peace, when there is and wasn't any peace. Jury, how find you?
Guilty.
And what is the sentence?
Shall conduct a ritual of repentance under the direction of Bailiff.
Bailiff, would you please conduct a ritual of repentance?
Would the offender please step forward?
Right out here, it's fine. With hands up like this, do like I do, facing me. Slowly, say, Owa.
Owa.
Tagu.
Tagu.
Siam.
Siam.
Say it faster this time. Owa.
Owa.
Tagu.
Tagu.
Siam.
Siam.
Owa.
Owa.
Tagu.
Tagu.
Siam.
Owa.
Now say it as fast as you can.
Owa. Tagu. Siam.
Thank you. A good sport in every professorship. Our next offender has been charged with cruelty to dumb animals. Now, I don't know how many of you caught this, that you are the staff and those dumb animals to whom he is being cruel. So, how say ye against this offender?
To stand on chair and beseech staff for forgiveness until it is given.
Like you to play the original tune that created all this scandal. and then play 1 minute of original performance, anything you like. Be our guest.
My first thought was that I would play the 32 variations of Beethoven on a piano. But I'm afraid that the fine old Steinway won't take it. But during Howard's talk, I suddenly had a realization that there are some factories in the digging of Greenland that he does not know about. Ordinarily, I think American folk music, I have trouble with my J's, you know, American yes, was originally ascribed to the southern states or from Africa. But curiously now, a manuscript was found in the diggings of Vinland, and since they were not very original, they borrowed a tune from the Russian liturgy. And this Norwegian composer wrote a set of variations. Dashing in and out of major and minor might indicate something about the Norwegians. I'm not sure. And I might suggest at this point that the few minority among us of Swedish descent had better rally around me before the evening is over. I'd like to play a set of variations on a Russian tune as was written in an early manuscript by a Norwegian.
He had more time than to give the average beanie. Received information that there has been another offense here at Holden Village, one of kidnapping. Is that correct, Sergeant Preston?
I'm not aware of that.
Well, perhaps you can get your little whatever Geiger counter or whatever it is out, and perhaps you can find a kidnapper. Kidnapping Canada's only competent police officer and making her his own.
Thank you.
14 days ago. I'll act as the jury and everything else in this instance. He has been found guilty, and the sentence is that he kisses her 7 times before this audience as a token of his love and as evidence that evidence that he will keep her in sickness, in sorrow, in strife, in honeymoon, in half moon, and in no moon.
I think, as judge, I have to amend this. I mean, after all, such things cannot be done by a public personality in public. As far as the half moon and whole moon and honeymoon, agree. Fine. So for one ex-American coming Canadian to one full-blooded Canadian, one kiss.
This is really something like a personal confession, but I myself have really not escaped the hand of justice that is amongst us. For several days ago, I was secretly charged and punished for breaking and entering. Lo and behold, on Thursday afternoon, the sauna had a large sign on it saying, "Ladies only." Being Scottish as I am, I thought it said laddies and went in. That was the only time the treatment I got felt even hotter than a 200-degree sauna. I've been told that we are close enough to the Canadian border here that if we all let out 3 hip hip hurrahs, hip hip hurrah, they're going to hear us. How about it, crew? Let's try once. Hip hip hurrah! Oh, you can do it louder than that. Hip hip hurrah! Louder than that. Hip hip hurrah! Aren't you glad that you helped the Canadians celebrate their centennial? Announcement before we dismiss. I see that Constable Preston is now leaving our dining hall with his horse king.
I think they should be in the parade, the horse and all.
Oh, yeah.
Very definitely.
we give the horse an honorary doctorate from the Holden Village faculty unanimously because, as Dr. Howard Hong says, it's very rare that a faculty has a chance to give an honorary doctorate to a whole horse.
Tomorrow night after church. You know, in the evening, I'd like all the people on the faculty and staff, or any people who are going to be here for the month of July, the whole month, who would like to work with a play to produce it all around July 18th or so, you know, to stay and meet with me. We need lots of people, and you don't need to have experience, and there is a part for everyone. We'll find one for you, but I'd really like you to come out for this if you're interested. It's hard work, but it's worth it, I think. So after church tomorrow, let's just stay in the gym. Okay.
I think an appropriate way to close the evening, at least here at the dining hall, is for all of us just to try this O Canada once more and sing it as though we really mean it and know it, and show us that you are Canada's southern friendly neighbor.
I just want to announce before you sing this that this is our evening event. We'll still have vespers
after the dishes are done and you've had a chance to play a few games of volleyball till dark. So we'll have Vespers at 8:45 with Dr. Howard at home in the gymnasium. And the rest of the evening for the shaft, discussions and fellowship lounge, if you wish. I don't think we have an evening event tonight, do we?
Yeah.
Other, do we?
Yeah.
We have Peer Gynt. Oh, that's right. We got Peer Gynt with Howard, too. So we have I will have that in the fellowship lounge following the chapel at 8:45, huh? 9 o'clock? Somebody else has Vespers. Okay, very good. Then Howard has this. I thought we sort of gave the evening. I think this can be our Vespers, perhaps, and we'll just close the evening, and we'll have the other Vespers later. We can do that. And then this can be our evening, too, because part of our joy together in this fellowship. And then that'll allow the kitchen to be cleared up, and we can have enough time for Peer Gynt in the fellowship lounge from 8:45 on.